Blessed and praised be the name of our Lord. We are so grateful to God that we have still an opportunity to be gathered here in His holy presence. And once again, we would like to greet all of you, wishing you God's blessing, all who have come from near and far, and also those who are joined now with us via the internet. The Lord will bless us richly. And by the songs, by the wonderful songs, we have been blessed already, and we feel already the presence of God. Now let us sing together two songs. We start with song number 2. From these little booklets. Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Number 2. Yes, this is something wonderful. And tonight, we can again hear the word of God with joy. I'm already glad to hear it. You also? Amen. Let us tune in. Song number 3. Are you washed in the blood? Number 3.
Thank you.
Thank you. What a grace, brothers and sisters. We can still come to the Lord as we are, laying off everything, laying it under the cross, and His blood has still the same power to cleanse, to sanctify, to make us whiter than the snow. When I was converted, I was singing this song in Brazil, but I didn't know how the snow is white. Only when I came to Germany and when I was in the mountains, then one couldn't look into this snow. When the sun was shining on the snow, it is so white, then your eyes are hurting. So white. Our Lord has washed our sins away, and we are holy before Him, and we can glorify and praise His name. Let us read together a word for the introduction from 1 John. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. From verse 19, then Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. 1 John chapter 3, from verse 19. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as He gave us commandment. And he that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He has given us. Up to here, this holy word of God. We stand up for prayer. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You also tonight that we can be here again. And we believe that You are present according to Your promise. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Your word, Your promises, You will fulfill them. Also tonight, we thank You for this word, which we heard already. You are greater than our hearts. You also know tonight how our hearts are and what we have on our hearts. Lord, we come into Your presence just as we are, and we ask You, speak, work in our midst. Lord, it is our prayer, our request, that You manifest Yourself in our midst, that You may confirm Your word, that You may confirm and manifest Your presence, that if they are sick in our midst, that they are healed, that those who cannot believe yet, that they come to believe, and those who are bound, that they are delivered. Lord, we read in the Scripture that where You are, You are present with your glory, with your power. We believe this also tonight. Come to your right, work, speak. Anoint our brother who will bring your word. Please, Lord, lead him through your Holy Spirit. And may your word accomplish in us for what we are hearing it. May your word may work faith so that you can do what you promised. Lord, we are here tonight with a great expectation, and we trust that you will bless us. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us sing the first chorus. We come from the east and west. Number. Chorus number 11, isn't he wonderful? You may be seated. This we are not only singing, this we believe with all our hearts. His name is Wonderful, Counselor, Power, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Firstly, quickly the greetings. Greetings from Moldavia, Bulgaria, Ukraine, Uzbekistan. Special greetings from Sister Dimensh, and greetings from Karaganda, from Kazakhstan, greetings from Montreal, greetings from Brother Forestieri and the church, greetings from Brother Bulumba, greetings from Brother Gilles Song, greetings from Brother Ellis from Edmonton, greetings from Brother Nyagi, greetings from Brother Mamba, greetings from Brother Mbie, greetings from Brother Jürgen, greetings from Brother Daniel, Cape Town, then the family Kalala, Zimbabwe, and Brother Jacques from Abidjan, Cecil, South Africa, Silla, Argentina, Brother John, Bucharest, Brother Graf, Switzerland, Brother Trapani, Italy, Brother Ngonga, at the moment in South Africa, then a Brother Siegfried from South Africa, Brother Georges, and Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, greetings from Burundi, greetings from Brother Bulumba, greetings from Brother Joseph, Lilanga, greetings from Budapest, greetings from Brother Etienne Genton with Revelation 1, verse 3, greetings from Brother Theo, greetings from Brother and Sister Holviti and all from Finland, greetings from the capital, from the Ivory Coast, greetings from Brother Bruce from Cape Town, greetings from Brother Funda from Aru, greetings once again from Romania, greetings from Brother Motika and the elders. Once again, greetings from South Africa. Greetings from Brother Solomon. He greets with Revelation 19, verse 7. Greetings from Brother Silva from South Africa. Greetings from Portugal. Greetings from Portugal, from Brother Oleg and all the believers there. Then Brother Anderson from New Zealand, Brother Tabo from South Africa, brethren from Kolwezi, brethren from Solwezi, one belongs to the DRC and the other one to Zambia. Then Brother Chauffeur, Brother Ellis from Edmonton. Some I don't have here anymore. Who are all greetings, Brother Nyagi from Nairobi. I've said, it's just so tremendous that we are joined with all and we know that God is really letting forth the last message, and that all who are of God are hearing it, are taking heed to that what the Lord has to say to us. Then, please don't laugh. We have here we have it. Greetings from Montreal and Edmonton, Nairobi. Please, don't laugh now, but we have a strange question which was never questioned at this place before, but it shall just make us laugh. The question is, may brothers and sisters, if they greet one another, may they greet one another with a kiss? Namely, in reference to 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, we say it just briefly, 2 Corinthians, and here, brothers and sisters, one just has to say how important it is not only to read one verse, but to read the verse before, the verse which stands before that, and the verse which comes afterward, then there will be no question here. Let us read both. 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, in verse 11 it says, Finally, dear brethren, rejoice, be perfect, let yourselves be corrected, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. And now addressed to the brothers, greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints salute you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you all. We all notice here how important it is not only to read one verse, but to read what is written before that and to read what is written afterward. Brothers and sisters, that we are living in a very special time, this we all understood. It's really the end time in all areas, on all levels. For instance, if we take that what is addressed to us, that the gospel is being preached to all nations, this applies to those who are ordained for it, to hear the word, to believe it, and to receive the last divine message and to come back to the beginning. In the same way, we see all the other things, how they take their course. The divine order with marriage and family doesn't seem to apply anymore. Everything is really derailed. One doesn't know where it leads to. But one thing we know, everything will end up where the broad way ends with all who have not heard the word and who have not been reached by the grace of God. One cannot change it. It really touches me. Just briefly, it touches me. What we all noticed internationally from the 27th of January, what happened with Auschwitz, also with the 6 million Jews, what happened with them. And I say this out of this reason, because it was really a question which was really on my heart, because I knew already in the 50s, when it was known what really has happened, what is written in Exodus 12, verse 3, "He who will bless you, I will bless, and he who will curse you, I will curse." And if one then thinks about, let us say it openly, in the German name, what happened, what kind of crimes happened, you can imagine if one has a German passport and then was once in Australia and New Zealand. After a meeting, I was told of a brother, listen, you are the first German which I can really accept and whom I can really receive and accept. Let us make it brief. It really touched me how all the believers after the Second World War, doesn't matter in what churches, denominations, and fellowships, there were just prayer hours, there were prayer meetings arranged, because we all had the impression that the curse rests upon our country because of that what happened with the Jews. And then came really that day. It was the 2nd of December 1962, when Brother Branham, really out of the blue sky, he just said, "Brother Frank, don't worry, on Germany there's no curse. God will only take those to responsibility who have done it." You cannot imagine at all what happened in that moment within me. And if we just make a short review into history, then we just have to say, since the coming up of the Roman Empire, we all know the Babylonian Empire, Medo-Persia Empire, Greek Empire, and then came the Roman Empire. And we all know what happened 63 before Christ, 31 before Christ, what kind of countries, what kind of areas were included into the Roman Empire. And just one more point. It doesn't belong to the proclamation, but just one point. In the moment when the Trinity doctrine was invented, then really in the triunity, the first time the people of Israel were cursed. And 321 after Christ, to the Jews the Sabbath was forbidden, and the Sunday was made an obligation for them. And the synagogues, they were made pig stables. What happened to the people of Israel in all this time, it is incomprehensible. In the seven crusades from 1095 to 1292, in the seven crusades, millions upon millions were murdered only because they were Jews. And the crowning of all was in our time. Thanks be to the Lord God that we don't have any guilt, but that really the Lord God will only take those to responsibility who have done it. And then we see Brother Branham at the opening of the seven seals. In the fifth seal, he was setting forth that all the Jews who were murdered in the Third Reich, that they were crying for vengeance, and that a white garment was given to them, and they were told, wait, until also your brothers and fellow servants are also dead like you. Here we have such an admonition, which must touch us on our hearts. What did our Lord say at that time when he was weeping over Jerusalem? Luke 21 is that area where the end time is once again illuminated. But Luke 19, when he wept over Jerusalem and he said, oh, if you at your time would have recognized what serves for your peace. And I looked it up. Then in Luke, we have it. In the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 11, we have in verse 52 the admonition which the Lord at that time spoke. Luke, chapter 11, verse 52. Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered. And then, when we look up the word in the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 7, Luke 7, here we can read from verse 27, where our Lord placed biblically the ministry of John the Baptist. And then in verse 30 he said, but the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. So here we have really such an admonition which goes through all our bones. John the Baptist, a promised prophet, of whom the Lord said, behold, I send my messenger before me to prepare my way. And the scribes They made interpretations. They celebrated. But they missed the gracious day of God's visitation. And then the Lord has had to speak the judgment over them. And in Luke 21, he said what would happen. Luke 21, verse 24, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Brothers and sisters, what will happen to those who rejected the message and the messenger whom God has ordained and promised for our time? And the message which he has given to us, what will happen to all them who scoff about it? What will happen to them? Brothers and sisters, that God has given us the grace to recognize, to receive, to believe, and to get it revealed, this, that the Lord has given a promise which is being fulfilled in our time. And therefore, we are a chosen people, a holy priesthood, the first fruit dedicated to the Lord, which he purchased with his own blood. And also this was emphasized in the songs by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood. If an unbeliever hears washed in the blood, then he makes himself thoughts. How shall this happen? What shall this be at all? And then one really has to go back to the beginning and know that the life is in the blood. And the Lord said, and the man became a living soul. And then one has to just know that in the Garden of Eden, the first two lambs were slaughtered so that Adam and Eve could be clothed. Then one has to know who has sacrificed a lamb. For instance, Abel. Then one has to know that in Exodus 12, it is written, when I see the blood, then I will pass over you. Brothers and sisters, we are not only preaching an end time message, we are preaching the full salvation which God has given us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And that he, as the Lamb of God, has shed his blood so that we are washed whiter than the snow. Brother Branham, in the sermon, recognized the day and the message. Here he has said on page 25, recognize the day and the message. Page 25. You see the message of the hour. Can you understand where we are? The message from the scripture shows you in what hour we are living in. And then Jesus was showing the Israelites, If you just would have recognized on your day what serves for your peace, one day, he looked down from Mount of Olives, down on Jerusalem, and he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, and he wept. And then before that, Brother Branham said, addressed to us, on page 22,
was soll in diesem letzten, in
What shall be restored in these last days? Listen, brothers, listen from the Christian fellowships. The original Pentecost, as it was at the beginning, must be restored. That's how it will be restored. Before the feast of the trumpet sounds for Israel, it must be restored. And it must be something by which it happens. And then comes Malachi, the last verses. That says that the heart of the children will be turned back to the faith of the fathers. Just so tremendous to know that God has a plan of salvation, and that we can really believe with all our hearts. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. We have followed the revealed word of God. And we believe with all our hearts, as the scripture has said. And it says even today. It's really interesting to read how often it is written in the New Testament, the term, as the scripture says, or as it is written. Just read it up. Almost 150 times in the New Testament, the evidence was given that everything what was written and announced in the Old Testament by prophesying, it has happened in reality, and it is still happening now, and that our Lord at that time he could read and he could say, today this scripture is being fulfilled before your eyes. That God has given us the grace to really believe and hear the word of the hour and to get it revealed. This is the greatest gift which God could have given us by His grace. Then we are coming to that. That we as the believers, that we have to make the right beginning. All must step upon the narrow way. They must enter the narrow gate. They must leave the broad way which leads to destruction. And here our Lord says, in the Gospel of Matthew, the well-known scripture, Matthew 11, there our Lord cries out, come unto me all ye. Just the way was prepared, and we may come to our Lord. And especially all the newcomers, all the youth, who didn't have an experience with the Lord yet. Here we have it. Written down, we have it. In Matthew chapter 11, we were told from verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Rest in God. Peace with God. By the faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. And all who come to the Lord, to them they are told in verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Take my yoke upon you. I have said it here before, a couple of time ago. You all know what a yoke is. A yoke is something which has two, is something that two can walk in lockstep with one another. It's put upon their shoulders, a yoke upon two oxes, and they have to walk in lockstep so that it doesn't... that everything goes rightly. We have to walk together with our Lord in lockstep. We must be in conformity with every word of God. Take my yoke upon you. Don't walk alone. Don't walk alone, but walk with me. Enoch walked with God. We must and may walk with God in conformity with his precious and holy word. So, come unto me. Not to a preacher. Come unto the Lord. Come unto the Lord. He calls, not the preacher. The preacher gives the call. The Lord, he calls, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest unto your souls. Then, in Matthew 10, here we have from verse 36, the description, what can happen to us if we really became believers. He who really became a believer cannot make any compromises. We have made our decision for the Lord as he made his decision for us. Here it's written in verse 36 in Matthew chapter 10. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Then it comes in verse 39. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. So, it's just the decision which we made, and it remains like this. And all the others who make the same decision will walk with us. Those who don't make the same decision for the Lord, they will be against us. One cannot change it. Then, in Matthew 10, from verse 36, it's written, what we all shall also do. Let us read verse 38. Matthew 10:38. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. So, the yoke, then the cross, taking it upon himself, and then following the Lord. The ways of the believers are not bedded on roses. They are mostly embedded in thistles. But God has given us really the grace that we can all, that we can love all, although we are hated. And then we have the promise in the Old and in the New Testament that the Lord will really be with us. And that everything what the enemy makes, it will not accomplish anything. Isaiah 66, Isaiah chapter 66, here we have in verse 2, Isaiah 66, verse 2, we have the promise. Isaiah 66, verse 2. For all those things has made mine hand, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Just like this, that the Lord must give us a heart by grace, which is not hardened, but which receives and accepts by faith. Isaiah 54. The Lord has given us the promise that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. God is with us until we come from believing unto seeing. Isaiah 54, we read, verse 17, Isaiah 54, verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
So lautet der Ausspruch des Herrn. Einfach wie unser Herr,
just as our Lord promised, I will be with you all the days until the end of the world. Let us summarize briefly for what we are grateful today, why we are coming together at all, coming together from west and east, from south and north. Yes, there's a word in Matthew that we are coming from the west and from the east to hear the words of the Lord. God has really taken care for everything. And let us say it quickly. The grace that we can come from west and east, from south and north, this grace, the grace that all the world can hear and witness with us, from the rising of the sun unto its setting, all the world can know what God is doing right now. At the beginning, I didn't report you what happened on the last missionary trip, but it's very powerful to witness and to experience how God, in all peoples, tongues and nations, how He takes care that His people can be gathered, that all the sermons can be recorded and can be published into all the other languages. Today, Brother Hermann Henrich, he gave me an insight into a sermon which I preached in 1971 in Romania. It was recorded and it was typed. And the sermon was like you preached it yesterday. Really, in all these years, we preached the word. We gave testimony of that, what the Lord has promised to us, and what he's doing right now. Now, coming back to that, what happened on my last missionary trip, even the brethren from Nepal, the brethren from Vietnam, the brethren from Cambodia, all brothers came, everywhere they were coming together to hear the word of the Lord. And I can really say everything went on according to schedule, whether the flights or whether the meetings. And on every place, at every opportunity, one has to say, it could be for the last time, so that nobody needs time to think about. But today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. No. We are just so grateful to God. Now, even the invitation to Dubai, to Abu Dhabi, the invitations where we are not yet to come there, to bring the word of the Lord. The hunger is there. The invitations are here. For everything was taken care of. We really... The last message, and all the scribes, may they bypass it. May they bypass the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May they reject it. May they say, oh, that we are seducers. No, the Bible says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And the Bible says, not only that, what is written in Matthew 28, also that what is written in Mark 16, and that what is written in Luke 24, and that what is written in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, in reference to the Great Commission, which goes forth worldwide. And as we read the word from 2 Corinthians 13, after Matthew 28, one has to go to Acts, to the founding day of the New Testament Church, to know how the divine commission was carried out. And one has to go further, from chapter 2 to chapter 8 to chapter 10 and to chapter 19, to know whether it was in Jerusalem, in Samaria, or in Ephesus, all the true believers were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God has just given us the grace to respect the biblical pattern, coming back to it, and to know what God has done at the beginning, what he commanded, and what happened at the beginning, this applies until he will return, until our Lord returns, to take us home. But with whom one can speak about it? With whom? God must speak with the people. And one has to take heed, even if we give witness, whether the people are listening, and only then, if they really understand that we are not the ones who speak, but that the Lord speaks to us through his word. Time and again, we are coming back to this one point. Also the commission, which the Lord has given to Brother Branham, that he was really sent with a message which will forerun the second coming of Christ. And that God has led our ways, your way, my way, that we got knowledge of it, that we are spoken to, that we believed it, that we received it. Everything is just grace. And we can really thank with all our hearts that everything what God promised, that he is watching over it,
to fulfill it. So, back to the beginning, back to the doctrine of the apostles as it was really at the beginning. And that's how it will remain until the end. The Lord will accomplish his plan of salvation with the church from the nations. And then he will turn to Israel. And he will finish his plan with Israel. And in Revelation 7, we read two things. Firstly, of the 144,000, who will be sealed, and then even from the multitudes, which has to go through the tribulation. And nevertheless, it's written, they washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb. And then there are people who claim that the blood is no more on the mercy seat. The blood remains on the mercy seat until the last one was cleansed. We are just so grateful, grateful. I cannot go here into details, brothers and sisters. But if it's written in one email that Brother Branham dedicated this and this brother for the ministry, and this brother who was ordained by Brother Branham, he has now the revelation about the seven thunders, then one has to believe it and accept it. Yes, we want people whom the Lord dedicated. Not that just 12 brothers came so that Brother Branham prays for them. I just say this for one reason, that we just have the respect before God and the Word of God. We must keep it. And if the voice from heaven has said, seal what the seven thunders uttered and write them not, this is enough for us. This is enough for me once for all. The rest we leave up to God. Our task is only to believe what and how the Scripture says it. Our preparation to experience our preparation by grace. That all the condemnation, everything is being taken away from us. And so that we really are in great expectation of that what God will do finally in the bride church by His grace. To our God be really the glory for it. Now, concerning the Third Reich and the Jews, I'm still very sad. I'm really sad. But God, really, He took care of it. He has given the answer. And we can leave everything up to God. And everything will be well with us. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. And he that heareth it, let him say, come. And all who really received and accepted, they are grateful and are happy in their hearts that we heard the last message, that we believe it, as the Scripture says. Let us summarize. The Lord was weeping at that time over Jerusalem. He accused the scribes that they have taken away the keys of the kingdom of heaven and that they rejected the counsel of God for themselves and they were not baptized by John. What will the Lord say to the scribes in our time? They have taken away the key. The Lord gave to Peter the revelation. He said to Peter, to you are given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Just the access, the revelation,
the revelation of Jesus Christ gives us the key of the faith. And now we step upon the revelation ground. It's not just a conversation with the Lord. It's connected with the revelation. I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What you bind on heaven, in heaven, will be bound on the earth. And what will loose on the earth, that shall be loosed in heaven. I say this for those sake, for the sake of those who are still bound, who cannot help themselves, who are sad, who are praying and who just don't break through and who don't know how it will go on. Today, in our midst, we have young people, we have people in our midst who are truly the grace of God, who need deliverance, who need the grace of God. And this can be the day. We have read it. The Lord said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. I will quicken you. I will give you rest unto your souls." And only when God can manifest His full salvation in us, then we can submit under His yoke. Then we can take upon ourselves our cross following Him. Not just a wooden cross which one hangs around his neck or puts upon his back. No, just all the reproach, taking everything upon ourselves for the Lord's sake. Inasmuch as we bear the reproach of Christ, so sure we will see the glory of God. And then we'll exchange the cross with the crown. Those who prevail until the end, he shall be crowned. Please, really all who are in trouble, all who need deliverance, receive it today. It's really on my heart. When I was reading this text, which the Lord Himself spoke, and He said, "Come unto me, all ye, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest unto your souls." Peace, brothers and sisters. God, and I want that all who hear the word in this time, that they have an experience with God, that they experience the grace personally, really experiencing the full salvation personally. And then the message will not be only understood in our minds, but it will be revealed by the Spirit of God when we really follow the Lord in all things. May God really have His way with all of us. We believe what the Scripture says. We believe what God promised. We received and accepted it. And we know the Lord has sent His servant and prophet. He told him, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. God Himself was watching over His word. As John the Baptist could say, "I myself knew him not, but he who sent me to baptize, he said, upon whom you see the Spirit descending, it is him who baptizes with Spirit and fire." And therefore he could say, "I baptize you with water unto repentance. He who comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." It was just the assurance which he had at the beginning of his ministry, at the beginning of his commission. "I myself knew him not, but he who sent me, he spoke to me."
Every servant of God receives a direct commission, and he knows precisely what he has to do. And we're just so grateful that God has given us this grace. And as we read here in the sermon of Brother Branham, God promised to restore all things as it was on the day of Pentecost. And how did it happen? By the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. By the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And when did it happen? When did the outpouring of the Holy Spirit happen? After the Lord, in Luke 24, everything what the prophet said, everything that Moses, what was written in the Psalms, when he summarized it, and when he was showing his disciples, and he said, did not all this had to happen, what is written in the law of Moses and in the Psalms and in the prophets? Brothers and sisters, didn't the Lord do the same with us? Didn't he gather us from all nations? What is written in Moses, in the laws, in the prophets, in the Psalms? Didn't he reveal everything to us? Bringing us into conformity with his word and will? So that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the latter rain, can fall upon the church. Who are not taught by scribes and Pharisees anymore, but who are taught by the Spirit of God, led into all the truth, as it was at the beginning, so it is now at the end. And we will experience by grace that all who were introduced into the word of prophecy, into the word, to be brought into conformity with God and his word, God was taking care for it. And the power of the Holy Spirit will be manifested just as sure as the Lord has taught us, has opened our understanding for the scripture, so that we can believe just as God has said it in his word. If we speak of grace, then we know what we say. I will be merciful unto him whom I am merciful, and to on whom I have compassion, on whom I will have compassion. God was watching over his word. He brought us back to the beginning. He taught us by his grace. And he will finish his work by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. And no one of us will come short of it. All will jubilate and praise God and giving him the glory. He is watching over his word. He is watching over his people. And he will bring everything to pass. By his grace, to him, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory and adoration, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us stand up. Perhaps our sisters are coming to the front. Brother Jean-Claude singing with us. Perhaps the sisters afterward. Let us in prayer. In prayer and by faith, let us remain. And I already want to ask now, who are present here? How many are here who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord? Really dedicating it. Those who really recognize that this evening, this day, was ordained so that no one goes from here as he came, but so that
all are hearing the call of the Lord, accepting the offer of grace for themselves. Come unto me, all ye. And all who came to him, he didn't send away anyone. He helped all. He has forgiven everyone. All he pardoned. And he is the same yesterday, today, and the same forever. If our brothers and sisters are not here yet, then may the two sisters come, singing a song for the glory of the Lord. And then we will pray together, laying everything before the Lord, laying everything before him. Let us sing in the meantime, Only Believe, Only Believe.
War in Treu und Liebe. Wasche mich rein und halt mich ewiglich. Nimm du mein Herz, ich möchte dein nur sein. Nimm du mein Herz und mach es gänzlich dein. Tilg alle Schuld, o Herr, ich bitte dich, wasche mich rein und halt mich ewiglich.
Danke.
That's how it is. What is written in the prophet Isaiah, and even your sin would be red as scarlet, it shall be whiter than the snow. Right at the beginning of the prophet Isaiah, it is written like this. Isaiah chapter 1 from verse 18. Isaiah 1 from verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Just being willing and obedient. Let us sing once again. Only believe. And all who would like to come to the front today, they can come. Then we will pray together. To this we say, Amen, with all our hearts. He called us. We are coming to Him. We accept and receive what He has given us. It's really for you, for me, for all of us. It has happened for us. No one needs to do anything just to receive it by faith. What He has done for all of us. Beloved, receive it like this, by faith, that the Lord lets go forth His call today, that you followed and obeyed this call today, that today is this day which the Lord has made for all of you, for all who have come, and all who would like to come. It's really like this, that the Lord is giving still grace today, offering forgiveness and full salvation. Can you believe? Can you believe with all your heart? With all your heart? He carried away my sins. My chastisement was upon him. By his stripes I was healed and redeemed. And as our Lord said in Matthew 26, that he would shed his blood for many for the forgiveness of sins. And this he did. And then Paul writes, addressed to the Ephesians in chapter 1, in him we have the redemption through his blood. Just receive it by faith today. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood. Let us say it together. Let us say it together. In him we have redemption through his blood. And the second part, namely the forgiveness of our sins. Let us say it together. Namely the forgiveness of our sins. And the last part, according to the riches of his grace. According to the riches of his grace. Not will have, but we have it. In him we have the redemption. Now addressed to all the youth, receive it for yourselves. Accept it by faith. And this is the day which the Lord has really made for you. Let us sing the chorus. This is the day. This is... Dear Lord, we believe it, that this is the day which you made for all of us. Also that we could make our decision for you and that we are coming today to you, looking up to you, the crucified one, he who cried out, "It is finished." You have shed the blood of the new covenant for the church of the new covenant. All the guilt, all the sins you have forgiven, you have made the damage well again. Dear Lord, I ask you for each one here, for all who have come to the front, for all, wherever they are now, those who believe you with all their hearts, give the assurance, give the certainty that you have received us and accepted us, and that we have become your own inheritance for time and for eternity. Dear Lord, with all our hearts, I thank you that it became divine reality. You yourself, you called, come unto me, all, and all of us, we have come to you. And we thank you with all our hearts that you received and accepted us. To you, the faithful Lord, we thank you for it. And we ask you, please bless. Bless all. And we thank you once again that this day was ordained by you. And we thank you for all who have come to you. Those who received salvation and forgiveness and grace. Blessed and praised be your wonderful and holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And once again, hallelujah. Brother Schmidt, please come and pray with us. Father in heaven, we thank you for your holy word, for you have sent your word, and it accomplished for what it was sent for. We thank you, Lord, great God, in Christ Jesus our Lord, and we see the confirmation that your word is still valid today and your spirit is still calling. Lord, we thank you for all the young people who are opening their hearts to you. Lord Jesus, we pray together. Bless them. Sanctify them. Be with them on all their ways. My God, because in this world they have no place, but with you they have their place. Thank you, Lord. Once again we pray you, bless, accompany them, keep them, and strengthen them by the faith, by the glory of your name. Amen. And now I would like to ask, how many are here who need healing? Please raise your hand. There are some, and it's truly written, by his stripes we are healed. This is not only written in the Old Testament as a promise. This is written in the New Testament that by his stripes we are healed. Firstly, we read to it 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the cross.
Amen.
Our sins. He has, not will, he has. It is finished. He himself bare our sins in his own body. Because we sinned in the body, therefore in his own body he bare our sins on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed. Here the apostle addresses, ye are healed. We're healed. This I'm passing on today in the name of the Lord. By his stripes, by his wounds, ye all of you, you who you believe today and you who you receive And except by his stripes ye were healed. Say amen. By his stripes we were healed. So redemption and healing was given to us by God himself in Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the last verse, the conversion is emphasized. For ye were a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and overseer of your souls. A true conversion includes forgiveness, includes healing, includes everything. We all went astray. But today, we received and accepted it. And we know that we experienced our conversion by His grace. Who says a chorus which we can sing? Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Dear Lord, by your commission, in your name, we may speak it out. In thee we have the redemption through your blood. In you we have the healing. In you we have the deliverance. In you we have eternal life. Precious Lord, I thank Thee for this day on which You have done great things by Your grace. And we give You alone the glory for it. And we consecrate unto You all, we consecrate unto You all who dedicated their lives unto You. And I all want to see them again with You in glory. We believe that You are giving it by Your grace. Blessed and praised be Your wonderful and glorious name of Jesus. And now we sing, I love Him with all our hearts. Who are joining us online, in all peoples and tongues, all over the earth. We thank You with all our hearts, also for our translators. We thank You that You made it possible that Your word can reach the ends of the earth. Be all blessed on all continents, in all languages, with the blessing of the Almighty God, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise, honor, and
glory.
And all the people said, Amen.